The Supreme Court recently ruled in favour of a woman who had grown cannabis for medicinal purposes and who had been previously found guilty of illegal production and possession of drugs by a lower court. The breakthrough ruling suggests that growing cannabis is not necessarily the same thing as marijuana production. Experts believe it could set an important legal precedent. Ruth Frankova reports.
A 57-year-old pensioner from a village in central Bohemia cultivated some 70 cannabis plants in her vegetable garden, using them to treat her ulcer as well as foot pains. As a result, a regional court in the town of Nymburk twice found her guilty of illegal production and possession of marijuana, and she was given a suspended sentence of 2 years. The Supreme Court has now overruled the previous verdicts and ordered the Prague Municipal Court to re-examine the case. Ivan Doda, one of the founders of Prague's drop-in drug clinic, welcomes the verdict.
I think this is a very important decision of this highest court, and I believe that everybody will accept it. It means the police and other courts. We were waiting for this a long time, because the situation is that many of Czech people are using cannabis for medical using, you know, so they have to find it illegally or grow it illegally, and it's very, very bad thing if law doesn't respect this reality. If anybody can use something which is good for her or his health.
The ruling of the Supreme Court does not make the growing of cannabis legal, and people who do so can still be accused of illegal production and possession of drugs. Nevertheless, the verdict suggests that lower courts should thoroughly investigate individual cases to prove whether the grower really intended to produce marijuana or just use it for medical purposes. But observers, including Ivan Doda of Drop-In, stress it would be useful for those who do to have some kind of doctor's recommendation. More and more people are being tried for marijuana possession in the Czech Republic each year, and experts now hope that the recent Supreme Court decision could lower the number of what they view as unfair convictions.